Hi, everybody. It's Air Culture Show here at CKMS Radio, and it is April the 18th. It is like winter again, isn't it?
It is. It's actually snowing out right now.
And last week was so nice, and it's just like spring. That old man winter's a running real tough guy hanging on like this.
Go away. We want him to go away.
So our guest today, Mary Dearly, and we, as usual, our great guests, they bring a lot of music, so we're looking forward to Mary's first song. And we'll get to know her and other stuff. But Mary, what's this first song and why do you like it?
So the first song is called I Hope You Dance.
Okay.
And it is the song that I dedicated to my daughter years ago.
Yeah.
Because I always wanted her to have full of adventure and not to be afraid of anything. And now, Jeff, I can't get her off the dance floor. She's always on the dance floor.
All right. Click go. We're back, folks. See you in a short bit.
Hi, I'm Amy, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM Waterloo.
Hi, my name's Andrew Wood, and I'm from Kitchener. You know, as most young people do, I'm on the internet 24/7, but once in a while, it's good to just listen to something local. And you're listening to CKMS 102.7, and you can stream us anytime at radiowaterloo.ca.
And thank you so much, dear listeners, for tuning in today to the Agriculture Show here on CKMS. Mary Dealey is our guest today. That was a great song. Tell us about that song. Why did you pick that one?
That song was for my daughter.
Okay. And for your music interests, are you liking to go to like the big venues and see a big band and jump around the mosh pit, or do you like going to the corner bar and listen to the guitar player?
I'm too old for the mosh pit. I like going to the corner bar.
Yeah.
I do like going to the big venues too.
Okay.
I like to go to plays and musicals, and I love to go. My dream is to go to a Pink concert.
Mm.
So are you going to be giving me a Pink concert ticket as your guest today?
Oh, well, I'd love to, except we're not quite that level of sophistication here, but I get what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. I love Pink. I love Adele. I love all the big ones, but I love Andre Bocelli, so it's varied. Yeah. I like them all.
That's good. And you have a little like Walkman you carry around. I'm dating myself, but
yeah.
do you have a Spotify account? I guess that's the latest thing, right?
You know what? I hate to tell you, I do have a Spotify account on my phone, and I don't know how to use it.
Oh,
so okay. I have to get my kids to do that for me.
But music's a big deal, and we're looking forward to the rest of your tunes, and I can hardly wait. It's going to be great. Sounds like you got a great interest in music. So we're getting to know our guest today, and I'd like to ask our guest, tell us, when you're sitting around a family feast table, whether it's Christmas, New Year's, or Easter, or Thanksgiving, how many people are sitting around that table?
Well, when I'm just doing Easter or Thanksgiving, it's basically just my family.
Mm-hmm.
Usually my ex-husband
yeah.
will be there too, but he's just passed away, so that's one less person now. But when I do Christmas dinner
yeah.
for 15 years in a row before COVID, I hosted and organized a Christmas Day dinner at my church, and we had about 500 people.
Nice.
And Santa was there, mm-hmm. and we had a full turkey dinner, and everyone got a present from Santa. And we had carolers. It was amazing. And for 15 years, I did that.
Yeah.
And then
nice.
COVID hit. So for the past 3 years, I've actually had Christmas Day with my kids.
Yeah. Any traditions in a Dilley household for Christmas? Do you open up the presents the night of Christmas or the day of Christmas?
We always open them up on Christmas morning until I started doing the Christmas Day dinner.
Yes.
And now we open them on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And do you put the stockings up and put an orange in there yet, that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty nice. So some folks like to have a family, games day. They might play Crokinole or Monopoly, anything like that.
Oh, my God. We play everything. We play Yahtzee.
Cool.
We play Sequence. We play Crokinole. We play Bingo. Mm. Oh, my God. We're a game family.
Yeah,
we
nice.
Love it.
See, I like taking these questions because you wouldn't believe how many cool things people do in the holidays. It's
yeah.
just really fun.
And a puzzle, always a puzzle okay. over the Christmas holiday.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's play another song here and tell us what it is and why you like it, and then we'll come back and talk some more about all the other things you're doing.
Okay, so this song is called Sunny's Dream, and it's by an artist who is actually a friend of mine. His name is Valdi,
yep.
and he's out on Salt Spring Island, and he's a Canadian folk singer. So I thought that would be a good one to play today, and it's yeah. called Sunny's Dream.
Okay, go ahead.
Sunny lives on a farm in the wide open space. You can kick off your sneakers, sure and give up the race. You can lay yourself down by a sweet riverbed. Sunny always remembers what it was his mama said. She said, "Oh, Sunny, don't go away. I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor, and he never comes home. And the nights get so long, and that silence goes on. And I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong. Sonny carries a load, he is barely a man. There's not all that much to do, so he tries the best he can. And he lives in a room by the top of the stairs, and the sea keeps on rolling in. Well, it's done that for years. A town, is just 100 miles away. Sunny has never been there. He just goes to the highway. He stands there and stares, and the mail comes at four, and the mailman is old, yet he's still dreaming dreams filled with silver and gold. You know this song, Sonny, don't go away. I am here all alone, and your daddy's a sailor, and he never comes home, and the nights get so long, and the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, and not all that strong. You know, Sonny's dreams, they can't be real. They're just stories he's heard. They're just stars in his eyes. They're just dreams in his head. And he hungers inside for the wide world outside. And I know I can't hold him, though I've tried and I've tried and I've tried. Oh, Sonny, don't you go away. I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor. He never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired. I'm not all that strong.
Thanks for that song selection. Sorry, a little mix-up there, but we'll fix that in the podcast, folks. Tell us about that song. That's Valdi, and his song is called?
Sonny's Dream, and it's one of my favorite Valdi songs.
Yeah, you mentioned you know him, do you?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
So is he still performing?
He is.
Okay.
About 218 nights of the year.
And is he in Ontario, or is he going across Canada? Yeah,
across Canada.
Goes across Canada, yeah. Goodness, he's been around for a long time, that man.
Long time.
Ooh.
Yep. I think he's 75, but I don't want to say that in case he's listening. Sorry, Valdi.
Maybe he thinks that's pretty good. I mean, I can't imagine now wanting to be up more than like once every other night. Never mind like at 75 and knocking around. Eh?
Yeah. No, and he lives out on the island and he chops his own wood. And yeah, it's great.
Well, life has been good to him and got a good name there, and it just, who knows where his career is going to go next, whether he's going to try a different, you know, style of music. Some of these musicians do like to try other stuff once in a while.
No, he likes to stick with the tried and true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, as mentioned before, looking for the other song, but this part of our show today, folks, is about our guests, and like to ask them, what do they do? And it's not just if they're working, but hobbies, avocation, interest. Just ask, what do you do? And take it away.
So my main thing I do is I golf. I love to golf.
Mm-hmm.
But I also own a company. I started it 3 years ago, just before COVID, and it's called Downsizing Solutions. And we downsize, we pack people up, we take things for donations, we move them to their new location, and then we unpack them, we make the beds, we hang the pictures, we unpack all the boxes so that when they walk in at the end of the day, they're home.
That's a good deal, because when people have to eventually move, that's a big experience. Their family home, and now where are they going?
Oh, and some people have been in their homes 50, 60 years, and they've collected everything. Their kids don't want it, or their kids live, you know, somewhere else. And so they really need that help. Yeah. They really need the help to go through what they can take. They need us to do a floor plan for them, for their next place, to say, you know what, you can take that couch, but maybe that one isn't the right one to take.
Right, yeah. What's the website of that before I forget?
Oh, downsizingsolutions.ca.
Okay.
And I have a Facebook page called Downsizing Solutions.
Okay. Well, I'll put that on our show podcast about that sort of stuff. Now, I don't want to walk away, just for fun. Now, what do you have any good ideas how you will do your own retirement?
Well, I'm thinking like Costa Rica.
And will it be? Go on. I'll just be quiet. Go ahead.
I'm thinking Costa Rica on a beach.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that I would ever retire completely. I volunteer so much.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they'll let me take one of my service dogs in training down to Costa Rica. Maybe I'll take a dog down there.
I was thinking about that, especially if you, what you do is when you actually move from a big house to a small house.
Yeah, so that's a problem for me because my mother was an antique dealer.
Right.
And my house is full of pine, usually mostly from Quebec.
Yes.
And I have great big corner cabinets and flat to the walls. And so I'm in trouble because my daughter hates the antiques. She doesn't want any of them. My son, on the other hand, and I'm going to put him in the will exclusively because he's such a good kid and he wants my antiques. He wants the antiques, but he's going to have to buy a bigger house.
Ah, right.
So that's going to be a problem for me.
So that's interesting you say that because I think all of us have something unique about our situation that can be roadblocks to making the next steps when you move out of your house into another location.
And it's the memories of everything. Yeah. So in my dining room, I have a 200-year-old dining room table with the chairs and the corner cabinet and a wagon bench that my dad refinished.
Yep.
And we had these at my cottage. So when I walk into my dining room, I mean, the table's not feasible anymore. It's 200 years old and, you know, it's not big enough for everybody. But I can't give that up because it's the memories of growing up at the cottage.
Yeah. Could be worse. You could have a 100-acre farm.
Yeah. Listen, I've done a couple of farms. I got to tell you, going into the barns and there's tractors and canoes and boats and I have to get rid of it all. I have to sell it for people or find places for it to go.
It's crazy. You know, we have all these things. Eh?
Yeah. That's it's nuts. Fun. It's fun.
Well, it is fun. Everything, all these things from life have a story, and the person who looks at it can tell you what, but it's very fascinating, fun stuff.
Yeah. And it's fun for my team because we get to sit with the people and they tell us the stories.
Mm-hmm.
So we love that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds pretty cool. So how long have you been doing that?
3 years.
Yep.
I started at a week before COVID. How's that for good timing?
It didn't change the fact that people have to move. That's
right.
Sure.
That's
and
right.
How many people does it take to run something like that? Do you have a helper?
Yeah. So I run it, and then I have 2 full-time staff. I have 4 part-time staff. I have 2 sets of movers.
Yeah. Well, that's quite an operation to run.
Yeah. And I have an accountant and a bookkeeper.
Yeah. So like most businesses do, like have an accountant. I have a small business farm and I don't have it in house. I hire that service. It's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like boy, what a great avocation or career, because that is an up and coming thing for sure. And getting people comfortably moved into their new residences and dealing appropriately with all their stuff.
80% of our clients are people downsizing and moving into retirement homes.
Yes.
And then I do a lot of work with real estate agents.
Yep.
We'll come in and we'll organize and prep a house for sale, clean it, do the gardens. Mm-hmm. I have a gardener on staff. And then the house is ready to go up for sale. And then after the house sells, then we go back, we pack them up, and we move them.
Yeah, that's good. So some of these, your customers' family probably are glad to have you looking after this stuff.
Yeah, the biggest thing about moving for people is family dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
So we come in from outside and we're not a personal family member. It's not personal to us, so it's much easier.
Yep. That's a good point. Yeah, that is a really good deal. How did you ever come onto this? That's a great idea.
My friend Kathy, her father had died, and when he died, she hired someone to do this.
Okay.
And she came to me and she said, you'd be perfect for this.
Mm. It's funny how life has all these pathways that open and close, eh?
Yeah, can you imagine if I hadn't been discussing that with her?
I know.
Yeah, what would have happened? Where would I be now?
So, folks, don't worry. Whatever you are in the stage of your life, you can look forward to an opportunity popping up, whether it's a business or whatever the heck.
That's
always something comes along.
Yeah, I started this business at 60.
Yeah.
But Colonel Sanders started Kentucky Fried Chicken at 64.
Yeah.
So, who knew?
Yeah. Well, it's a good choice, and... I just love to, you know, folks, check out that link when we hit this show podcast and check out Mary's business there. What else you got? Any other hobbies? You want to talk a little bit about, you got the dog.
Service dog.
Service dog thing. And you want to talk some more about the church stuff?
The Christmas Day dinner. Yeah, I did it for 15 years.
Yeah.
But the service dogs is a fun thing. So I have fostered 13 service dogs. And from Lions Foundation of Canada Dog Guides in Oakville.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did 2 poodles, which I've never done. I don't really like poodles, but they don't shed at all.
True.
So that was amazing. So I get the dogs at about 7 weeks of age, and then I keep them till they're about a year and a half. The second last dog I had over 2 years because of COVID. It was great. But we get the dogs at 7 weeks. They have these cute little jackets that we take them out in. And we take them to movies, malls, restaurants, elevators, escalators, the bus, right, you know, right. If you take them on a plane. And what we're doing is we're getting them ready to go into formal training. So my last service dog, Logue, is at Dog Guides right now, and she's in, we call it Dog Guide University, and she's going to be a canine vision special skills dog.
Mm.
Yeah. I've had some dogs that have been for autism, for kids with autism,
yes,
and special skills dogs, and hearing ear dogs, but and a PTSD dog for a gentleman out in Kingston. Yeah, yeah. I've never had a canine vision dog before, so this is exciting.
So are you not part of a larger organization that does this? Service dogs are not something new, but this they must have a very interesting structure at the top end to match up dogs with clients.
Yeah, it's a so big it's a big process. So it's the dogs I get are from Lions Foundation of Canada Dog Guides.
Okay.
And they breed their own dogs.
Okay.
And then the dogs go to a foster family for a year to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go back into training, and the training can go 6 to 8 months to a year, depends on the dog. And then the clients are chosen, and there's a waiting list. And dogs, service dogs in Canada are free.
Yeah.
If you go to the States to get a dog, mm-hmm. that costs money.
Right.
But here they're free, and so a client will be referred by their doctor. They go in and they have an interview. Then they're probably on a waiting list.
Yep.
And then they go in and they stay at Dog Guides in Oakville. The canine vision clients might stay 3 weeks training with their dogs. And if everything works out well, then they graduate and off they go with their dogs. But the dogs are always owned by Dog Guides.
Okay.
So that if the client ever were not using the dog as a service dog or, you know, God forbid, abusing the dog, Dog Guides will step right back in and take the dog back.
So there's probably, if people are interested in the whole concept, there's probably a million things you could do. There's probably a foundation you can donate money to.
Yep, kind of Lions Foundation of Canada Dog Guides.
And perhaps they could contact the Lions Foundation and see how could I volunteer on day-to-day if
yes.
you're so inclined.
Yep.
So don't forget, folks, if you want to jump on board this great project Mary's involved with, just to follow up in that guide dog initiative,
yeah.
Google that, and maybe we'll put a link on there and that stuff too.
That would be great because they're not government funded.
Yeah.
So it's all donation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. Wow. I can hardly wait. Hopefully we can maybe circle back that on our fourth segment of the show. Don't forget, folks, we have our live chat working, and send us a question. We'll get back to you on if we have any questions popped up. I see a few have already here, so we'll deal with that in our fourth section of our show here. And with that, let's go to our next song here. What you got queued up for us this time?
So this is I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher.
Okay.
So I already played a song in honor of my daughter. So if I don't play a song in honor of my son, William, I'm going to be in big trouble.
Yep.
So this is our song, William's and my song, okay. I Got You, Babe.
Go ahead.
Got me, baby, I got you. Hey. Hi, I'm Peggy Brackfeld, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 RadioWaterloo.ca.
Hi, I'm Chris Pompeo. You're listening to CKMS 102.7 in Waterloo.
And you are listening to us at CKMS Radio Waterloo. And we're at the old Beamer Box Factory here in beautiful downtown Kitchener. And it's a refurbed old building that used to make all kinds of functions in an old industrial Kitchener things. And this one was an electrohome plant, I think, at one point. So, and today's guest is Mary Dilley, and we're having a great old time on our show here, Agriculture Show, sponsored by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture, talking about our guest and their story about agriculture. So you know what, at this stage of the show, we're going to ask our guest, Mary, would you tell us what you know about agriculture?
Well, as you know, Jeff, Ayr is my second home, Ayr, Ontario. Mm-hmm. So my grandma and papa lived there and raised my mom and my Aunt Ruth. And so I've been in and out of Ayr my entire life. And I don't know if you remember, but when I was a young girl, mm-hmm. I used to ride my bike out to your farm and help you milk your cows. Mm-hmm. And so I think you would milk the cows at some stupid hour, like 3 or 4 in the morning. So I never, never came out and helped you milk the cows then. I would come out in the afternoon for the afternoon milking.
Yes.
And oh my God, that was so much fun, and chasing the kittens around. And I used to go riding horses with your sister, Diane.
Yeah.
And she always used to give me the bad horse. She'd give, because we'd ride down the road. And she'd give me the horse that would shy away from cars. So every time a car would come, I knew I was in big trouble, and she would just ride away and laugh. And I remember meeting your friend Mike Roy, pig farmer down the road.
That's right, Mike. He's still around.
That's great. Boy, that was a real eye-opener to find out about how the pigs grow up. And, that was crazy.
Yeah.
And I remember you had a cow, and it had a number on its ear, and it was number 86. And I remember Uncle Harley, your dad, saying to me, that cow's going away. We're going to let that cow go away because it won't get pregnant again. And I talked him into, I think twice, artificial insemination for that cow, because it was the only cow that would be nice to me. Mm. It was the only cow that would actually, talk to me. So I tried to save that cow, and I don't think I saved it in the end, but I think I saved it for a little bit.
Yeah.
So those are my memories of agriculture, coming out to the farm. Yeah. I mean, it was so much fun. I loved it. Yeah. I didn't like the flies.
Yeah.
I remember there was just flies everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like that.
You have a good memory for this stuff. I do remember, I remember your brothers coming out helping when they were older, helping with putting the hay in the barn.
You don't remember me. I'm the cute one.
I know. I don't know what's
going on. I'm cuter than Chris and Michael.
Yeah.
Well, no, I always used to come out and help you do the cows.
I don't doubt you were there. There was lots of folks who came in outside the door there, and I'm sure if I think about it. But as you mentioned, riding the horse and stuff like that, I'm sort of think things are kind of tweaked in my memory on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and since then, after you had a real baptism by fire in agriculture, what do you know about agriculture nowadays?
Well, I go to the farmer's market once a week. I know how important it is to buy Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
I know that to go and support our local farmers. So that's always a fun thing to do, is to go to the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
I love to garden. I have my own garden. I've always, no matter where I've lived, I've always had a garden. So, but I don't do vegetables. I just do flowers. I just do the pretty stuff.
No, that's okay. There's flower farming is an important thing, and gives a lot of pleasure to people as when they receive flowers or grow them.
Yeah. 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 I love to give flowers to people.
Yeah. So that's your gardening experiences, is doing the flower thing like that, but sure, you know how difficult it can be.
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even, I put my plants out on the back porch last weekend because it was spring / summer, and I had to grab them back in because as I was driving up here today, it was snowing.
Yeah.
So I know how difficult it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and so you go to the farmer's market. Did you say it already?
Yes. In Burlington. I live in Burlington.
Mm-hmm. And so they over time, I suspect the selection's getting better and more varied all the time.
Oh, yeah. 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 I actually go in and I'll say, what is this and how do I cook it?
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll take it home and give it a try.
Now, Burlington's got a lot of people down there, so I suspect there's all kinds of pick your own things to do and stuff like that.
Yeah, there are. There's apples, there's strawberries, there's blueberries.
Yeah.
Pumpkins.
Yep.
Oh, my God. So I all these years I've taken the kids to pick those.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fun.
You ever thought you might like to buy 100 acres and have a corn maze or something like that?
No, thank you.
Every weekend you're tied up.
Yeah, I've downsized over the years. So sure. I went from the great big house with the kids and the swimming pool.
Yep.
And then I'm now in a townhouse.
Yep.
And when that last kid gets out the door, are you listening, Catherine? When the last kid goes out the door, then I'm thinking about a condo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would always be sad if I couldn't have some sort of a garden.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whether you notice one like a little cherry tomato plant on the veranda.
Yeah.
Or something.
If it was on the balcony.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd always have to have flowers around.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I think that's your comments are really valuable because I think a lot of our listeners, when they think back, agriculture touches their lives in many different ways. You have a personal story when you're little, and what you're doing nowadays in the midst of your business of helping people move on in life to their next retirement homes, and so.
And it's funny because you said I had a good memory that I remembered all those stories.
Yeah.
Those were an integral part of my growing up.
Okay.
My papa coming out on my bike out to your farm.
Yes.
On the left-hand side at the big corner, my papa had beehives.
Yeah.
And I used to go out there with him and look in the beehives. So it really has a place in my heart.
Yeah.
Air and the farm, and that all has such a big place in my heart.
Yeah.
I drove by your farm the other day.
Yeah, it's still there. So, you can, when the weather gets good, pop in, because if it's too cold, there's no fun to chat.
Yeah, yeah, but, yeah. I know that. I also, everyone's out at the Air Cemetery. So my mom and dad, Ruth and Bob, grandma and papa.
Yeah.
And I do big gardens out there every summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out there about every 2 weeks doing the gardens.
Well, that's cool. They have a great story about agriculture, and folks just listen in. You can probably identify with parts of Mary's story or probably have your own interesting stories. Don't be afraid to be a guest. Come in and tell us about agriculture sometime if you're so inclined. The Agriculture Show here at CKMS. And so, hey, guess what? It's time for music again.
Great.
What do you got for us?
So this is Neil Young's Harvest Moon.
Okay.
And this is a really personal song to me. So my first love of my life. This was our song, and this is back in the 20s, this is when I was in my 20s, this is a long time ago,
okay.
But we would dance to this all the time, and every time I hear it now, I stop, and I get a little, thing in my throat, I don't know if it's sad or it's bittersweet, so it's Harvest Moon by Neil Young.
Okay, go ahead.
We were
Welcome back. I'm Mary Dilley with Community Radio CKMS 102.7 FM. And I'm here today with my second cousin, Jeff Steger. And I didn't realize that I was going to have to be doing all the electrical work, all the songs. So he put me to work today.
That's right. I put my guests to work right off the bat by queuing up their music and putting them in the driver's chair. So be forewarned, prospective guests, you have to work a little bit to be on this show.
You do. You have to earn your keep.
Well, listen, thanks for doing that promo. That was great. You know, just like you practiced at 7 o'clock this morning, right?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Maybe you did it on before. That was really quite fun. I'll be glad to put that on the rotation.
So. Oh, good. That's fun.
So we're at Community Radio, the Air Culture Show. Jeff Steger, host, Mary Dillard, I guess. And we're having a great old time as per usual. And you know what? Inevitably, during the show, we cover a lot of different topics. And I'm sure the guest thinks in their mind, boy, I wish that dumb guy would have asked me this question. I think they want to circle back to. So, Mary, is there something you want to follow up on, maybe about other Christmas traditions? But you go ahead. What do you think we should circle back to?
What I want to follow back on is, you asked me to come on an agriculture show, and I'm not. I'm a city girl. So, but then I started thinking about it, and I started thinking about all the memories that I had as a little kid coming out to your farm, and meeting your friend, the pig farmer, mm-hmm. and then it got me thinking about family and tradition.
Sure.
And so you are my second cousin, mm-hmm. and so my Aunt Ruth married your Uncle Bob.
Yes.
And Bob and your dad Harley lived on the farm that you're still living on to this day. And I remember Bob and Ruth and my mom went to Air Public School, and your Uncle Bob met my Aunt Ruth in kindergarten. And they were just married. I think they were married over 50 years.
Yep.
They've both just passed away. But Bob used to ride a pony from your farm into Air to the public school and and dock his pony. I don't know what they call it. You know, tie up his pony for the day.
Yeah.
And then ride home. And Ruth used to pick on him. She used to throw his shoes out the window. And, you know, such an amazing family, the Steger family. My Uncle Bob went to war in 1941 and got captured and was a prisoner of war for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came home and married my Aunt Ruth, and my mom and my dad, Bill Dilley, got married, and they all moved to Toronto. But Bob always said in his whole life, you make life what it is, and he had such strong fortitude and strong character. And so it was always just he believed in you got to make the best of what you've got. So those, even though that isn't about agriculture, well, Bob, you know, riding his pony to school and stuff, mm-hmm. and growing up on your farm with you, I understand how important agriculture is,
mm-hmm.
and I was lucky enough to have that as my childhood memories.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's well said, and you're just perfectly what we're looking for, that agriculture is not a monolithic thing that you just talk about how much you grow corn all the time. This is people and lives and an awareness of what it takes to put food on the table.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's not an easy life.
Parts of it are really tough, and other parts are just a treat and a delight. And mm-hmm. things grow and the sun shines and the plants look great and the cows are healthy.
The cows.
I love those cows.
You
think, oh my God, what am I doing? This thing's unhealthy. Prices are, it's just all over the place.
So. Yeah. And I'm the cat lady of Burlington, and you always had cats, and I was always at your farm playing with the cats.
Yeah. Anybody, just for fun and giggles, is there anybody else in your extended family that has agriculture going on, or friends? Do you have any?
No, not that I. My brother. Oh my God, brother Chris.
Yeah.
He grows all his own plants. Oh my God.
Oh wow.
All organic.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's. And he's so healthy, and he lives in Air too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he likes that. But mostly because I'm in the city, it's, you know, the gardens.
Yeah.
So we actually got someone asked us a question.
Yeah, that's what I'm glad you see, that's why we pay you the big bucks.
I know.
Otherwise, we're going to start to forget it. So, folks, what Mary's talking about is our chat feature, and please go ahead and go on to that, radiowaterloo.ca/listen live. And they've got a chat box there. Go ahead, Mary.
So someone has asked a question.
Yep.
Who was your gardening role model? And that was my dad.
Okay.
So like I said, wherever I've lived, I have a garden. and I put the gardens in. And my dad always had gardens. He had greenhouses attached to the house in air. Mm-hmm. And so I would be out there gardening with my mom and dad for hours. And then I grew up, and that's what I do now, too. It's my enjoyment. And he also asked, what is your favorite plant in the garden? That's tough.
That's a tough one.
Tough, because hyacinths and bee balm. I have my dad's bee balm in my garden. And I have daylilies from my parents' garden. And, you know, my dad's been gone 9 years and my mom's been gone 27 years. Mm-hmm. And I still have their plants. Mm-hmm. And when I do the gardens up at the Air Cemetery every year, we have peonies and we have daylilies and we have hostas from their gardens.
Yeah. Gee, that's a good point, you know. You're right. Those perennials come out year after year. It's almost the same feeling you get when, you know, you plant a tree. You may never be under the shade of that tree.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's something you did that's going to provide comfort and pleasure to people for generations.
Yeah. Yeah, when my dad died 9 years ago, I planted a lilac bush at his grave. Mm-hmm. And I was just there last week, and it's just starting to bloom.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, plants are amazing. They can be quite a comfort to one, can't they? Never mind, like your brother makes for healthy food. Does he just grows oranges? He market some of that stuff too.
Yeah.
Does he?
He grows everything.
Does he sell it too?
No, okay. It's just for him.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah.
But still, he knows how to do it, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, when he comes to my house, if I buy something from the store, he's checking it out. Where did you get this? What store?
Yeah.
he's really organic, and my older brother is too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they really like that. Maybe they learned that out at the farm with you.
Well, you never know. I remember those two guys, and, you know, I was about, they were teenagers, and I was not a teenager, and they were big, strong guys already, and having fun and throwing bales like crazy, so.
Wow.
They're pretty cool guys. Enjoyed their company.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, I've been very lucky.
Yeah. What else can we want to fill in on there? We talked about your business, where you're helping people move from a large house to a small house.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the website, Service Dogs.
Yep, the Service Dogs. I've been doing that for 26 years.
Okay, yeah.
I think it's time to stop.
Yeah.
It's hard to give them up. It's really, because you have them for a year to 2 years, and it's really hard to give them up.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it takes a special person. I know somebody who does that too, and they'll get a dog that's really just not, maybe not socialized as good as it could be, but they give that kind of dog a home for a few years.
Yeah. Yeah, do you have any animals now? How about cats?
Oh, yeah, there's always cats. So I have tenants at the farm. They have these little dogs. They're called chihuahuas.
Oh, those aren't dogs. Oh.
they know that you know when they're coming.
Yeah.
And there's still some barn cats floating around. But I got rid of my last cattle on the farm last year about this time. And it's only I'm getting older now. I don't think it's a good idea for an older guy to be messing around with animals that weigh 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm getting too fragile to take their chance here.
Do you miss them?
Yeah, you know, you get used to it. Like, I'll tell you an interesting story that I find you should ask. For the first time in my whole life, ever, there's actually weeds growing up in the cattle yard.
Wow.
Think about it. Like, all these years, there's always been traffic and manure and traffic. And now all the little cracks, Mother Nature's reclaiming that, and there's these here right now annual. Well, I hope that I don't want, you know, it's just concrete yard. You don't want a tree growing in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And do you grow plants now?
Good question. Yeah, that's why I just grow the typical things here, corn, soybeans, and wheat.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, one time I did some, sweet corn, like, off the street, like roadside sales, but it's a lot of work, too, so I just grow corn, soybeans, and wheat. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Nope. I'm a lucky guy. If I complain, just slap me about the ears. okay, so we've got time for a little bit more to go on here. We're moving along quite smartly, my dear. This is just lovely. It's time to play another song.
Okay.
And what you got queued up for us here?
Well, I had to pick this one.
Yeah.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Just because it's fun.
Sure.
That's it.
Okay.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of
and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city.
That's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time. And I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says,
welcome back to Community Radio, CKMS 102.7 FM. I'm Mary Dilley, and I'm here today with my cousin, Jeff Stager. And I'm taking over the radio station.
That's good. You come by it honestly. You know, did you mention that you do have a show that you do as well?
I didn't mention that. Please
do that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I have a TV show on Your TV Halton and Cable 14 Hamilton,
yep.
And it's called Savvy Seniors. Okay. And, of course, that has to do with my business, Downsizing Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great little show where we bring guests in from maybe Alzheimer's or Smith's Funeral Home. We had a sex therapist on. That mm-hmm. was one of our most popular shows.
Yeah.
And we just talk about resources in the community.
That's a great one. How come we forgot about that till now?
We forgot about saying that.
It all makes more sense after we talked this part. So that's good. It fits really
that's
well.
That's right.
That's good stuff.
Right. So we're talking about agricultural memories, and I want to tell you again, oh my God. So when I was younger, you tried to set me up with your friend, Mike Roy.
I did.
You did.
Awesome.
And, well, we were cousins, so we couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, you tried to set me up with your friend, Mike Roy, and he was a pig farmer.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I got to tell you the first time I ever went to his farm. So I get to the farm, and Mike's walking around, and he's showing me all around the farm. And he showed me the manure pile and, you know, threatened to throw me in. I think that's because he had a crush on me. And we're walking along the farm, and all of a sudden, out of the corner comes this pig with a wooden leg. And it walks by us. And I said to Mike, I said, what's with that pig? And Mike said, are you kidding? Best damn pig I've ever had in my life. He said, one day I'm out in the field. I'm driving the tractor. I hit a rock. The tractor flips over. I get stuck underneath with gasoline all around me. That pig ran out from the barn, dug me out, saved my life. Best damn pig I've ever had. And I said, okay, Mike, I get it that it's the best damn pig you've ever had. But what I don't understand is the wooden leg. And he goes, Mary, are you kidding? A pig that good? You wouldn't want to eat it all at once.
Okay. I've heard that's a good joke. I've heard that for a long time. Good
okay, one. So that might not have been a true story. Sorry, Mike, if you're listening.
That's a good story, though. I can remember that joke going back. Yeah, he did all at once. Oh, my God.
I was trying to trick you, and the minute I started it, I saw you starting to laugh.
Yeah, I've heard that joke. I know it's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the last bit of our show here. No, there's no other comments coming in the listener chat. Thanks.
No.
Thank you for that kind listener, Willie, for adding some questions there. Thanks again. And so last thing you want to do is give our guests a good send-off, and like do that by asking them, what are you doing next 2 hours and 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years if you want to go that far.
Wow.
What are you doing next 2 years?
Well,
two hours.
Yeah, I'm 63, so I don't know about in the next 20 years. I might be up at the Air Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
In the next 2 hours, yeah. I'm going back to Burlington, and I'm taking my son and his girlfriend and my daughter out for dinner because it's my son's birthday.
Very good. How old are those guys?
William is 32,
yeah.
And Catherine is 30.
Nice.
Yeah, so William just moved out about a year and a half ago, and Catherine's still with me.
Okay.
And then in the next 2 days, I'm going to North Carolina to spend a week with Maxine Steger and Mary Steger, your cousins and my cousins.
Yeah.
And we're just going to do some walking around, some shopping. We might be drinking a little bit of wine and eating lots of food and just having a cousin week. In the next 2 weeks, boy, I'm back at work.
Yeah.
And then in the next 2 months, funny enough, Mary Steger and I are going to Mexico to celebrate our birthdays.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'm June 9th. She's June 14th. And we always try and celebrate our birthdays together.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice tradition.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. She's older than I am.
Let's see now. So 2 months, that'll be into this is May,
June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so summer will be started, so that's 2 months, 2 years. What's happening in 2 years?
2 years. Well, I hope to still have my business as successful as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I'm thinking about buying a cottage.
Nice.
Because I would like to spend the summers at the cottage and work from there.
That is the definition of one of the things that people in Ontario like is that cottage, and typically it comes to mind Northern Ontario and the rocks and the trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a great destination. Hours drive north of here a bit more, and away you go. So good luck.
Yeah, and always a garden.
Yeah.
And at 63, I won't be 63 until June, so I'm holding out at 62.
Yeah.
But at 63, when you ask where I'm going to be in 2 years, all I hope really is that I'm still healthy.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And 20 years?
20 years. I hope I'm not in the Air Cemetery. But if I am, bring me flowers.
Yeah, like... I got 5 years on you, and so like if I'm bringing you flowers, I'd be pretty amazing if I'm hanging around that long. You never know. It's amazing how people, you know, in the modern society, we've been able to prolong life for so long. And people, most of us do live a long, productive life right into our senior year. So good for that.
I move people into retirement homes in their 90s,
mm-hmm.
and they're dancing and getting married.
Yeah.
They're getting married in the retirement homes.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Well, what the hell, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So listen, I want to just thank you so much for making the trip up from Burlington and being a guest on the show today.
It was so much fun.
And it's a great story you've had, and just nice to get touch base again.
Yeah, it's nice because you are part of my childhood memories.
Yeah.
So it's so nice to see you again and reconnect, and I'll come out to the farm as soon as it gets warmer.
Yeah, that's for sure. Like last week was just unbelievable. That was so nice out there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll come out and see all the cats.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a good couple or three out there. We should use a few more, so I'm not too sure what's going to happen there yet. But
well, it's springtime.
Yeah.
You know what happens in the springtime.
Yeah, but the cats are there. They're a feral cat is a crazy creature. The tomcat's in the boss, and he does stupid stuff. And on. Anyway,
wow.
Cats are something else.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So thank you so much, Mary. And folks, thank you for listening in. You could be doing a lot of things on a Tuesday at noon, and you're here with us. We thank you so much. The Agriculture Show here is sponsored by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture at CKMS Radio 102.7. Hey, guess what? Come back in 6 days and 23 hours, 22 hours, and we'll do it again with a live guest or perhaps a recorded show, whatever. So y'all have a great week, and we'll see you later. Bye for now.